The Sumas Prairie is British Columbia's agricultural heartland, but now it's submerged. In fact, Sumas Prairie had been Sumas Lake for millennia before it was drained in the early 20th century for settlement. Now it's a vast floodplain, particularly vulnerable to more frequent weather extremes that scientists warn us to expect in the changing climate. Over 2 days this week, a month's worth of rain fell here. Now thousands are displaced or cut off, roadways, railways and bridges have been washed away. Some of those rescued are staying in this shelter, with no idea of when they can return home, given the continued flooding and the uncertainty about the structural stability of transport routes that remain.
I've heard 2 days to 10 days to no one knows, so yeah, I heard 2 days 2 days ago, so I'm still here.
Farmers have desperately been trying to rescue their livestock. Some 20,000 dairy cattle once grazed here. Many are thought to have perished. In Washington, D.C., after the so-called Three Amigos summit with his U.S. and Mexican counterparts, the Canadian Prime Minister pledged coordinated action.
We will continue to work with Indigenous communities to keep people safe. We'll work with the province, with industry and all other partners on logistics, on repairs, on getting goods moving.
Trudeau did mention climate change in general terms, but didn't take the opportunity to link the catastrophic flooding in British Columbia to greenhouse gas emissions. But climate scientists are being explicit. They say the disaster is part of a destructive cycle caused by human-induced global warming. Just a few months ago, a record heat wave caused by changing jet streams led to forest fires that stripped the landscape of trees and the stability of their root systems. That was then followed by intense storms, fueled by the warming ocean that washed away everything in their path.
In the past, climate scientists were reluctant to say that one specific weather event was definitively connected to global warming, but now, such is the strength of the science, that ambiguity is gone. They say this is what climate change looks like. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Abbotsford.